Dr. Leon Chastain grew up in a tight-knit neighborhood in Mobile, Alabama during the 1940s. He paints a vivid image of his early childhood for StoryCorps. He remembers the activities the children would engage in and how interesting the people were that lived on his street. He also tells of a time his brother attempted to run away from home and how he came to realize he could use his experience to write a manuscript to help young African-American men.
St. Rita Street was an interesting neighborhood. It was interesting by day and night. In the daytime, the big yellow tractor from the city would come through and scrape the streets, and that would make us great new fresh dirt for us to make our, they weren't sand castles for us, they were really dirt castles, and we would populate these castles with frogs that we would catch. We would also spend our time in the evenings chasing lightning bugs. The girls used to decorate themselves with the material from the lightning bug's tail. All kinds of people lived on St. Rita Street. Mr. Abdallah, or something like that. A quiet little white man, actually a Syrian, who was married to a black woman named Miss Hattie. I remember him as a tiny little man weighing no more than 120 pounds and hardly more than 5 feet tall with straight black hair. We children knew that his marriage to Miss Hattie was unusual, strange really, for people in our community. Unlike other white people with whom we came into contact, he never treated us with any disrespect. Miss Hattie was nice, too. Our first house was a three-room shotgun house. Like most of the houses in the neighborhood, ours was a drab gray three-room affair. It was built of clapboard in a style that one might call early shotgun. The uninspired color of our house was in sharp contrast to the brightly colored fence on which was painted Nathan's Furniture Store. Mr. Nathan owned all of the shotgun houses pretty much in the black community, so he had the right, based on race and proprietorship, to write anything he chose to on our fence. We, like the rest of our neighbors, were merely renters. Counting Mama, six of us lived in our shotgun house during my early childhood. The five children at home at this time were Sammy, Emmy, Sophie, Jerry, and myself. The space was crowded, but back then it felt more snugly than crowded. Mama used to have a practice of, she would give us our chores to do. If we didn't do our chores, she'd come home from work, let everybody go to bed, and about 2 o'clock in the morning she'd say, "All right, everybody up." And that would be children washing windows, scrubbing floors. Jerry and I, the boys at home, would have to clean up the backyard. And Jerry, one night, we were out in the yard, and it was dark. And he said, "Leon, I'm tired of this. I'm going to run away." He said, "Now, don't you tell anybody, but I'm leaving." And he took off in the darkness. And I didn't know what to do. And I knew at some point Mama was going to come out and say, "Where's Jerry?" So she did. She came out. Just about the crack of dawn, she said, "Leon, where's Jerry?" And trying to be true to my promise, I said, "I don't know. Leon, where's Jerry? I don't know." And then she gave me that look, and I said, "He ran away." "Well, where did he run away to?" And I had to tell her. Jerry ran one block away to his best friend Zebedee's house. And when Mama got there, they were having breakfast. Jerry got a whipping for that. I was just sitting at home one day, and this was during the period of history when we were all concerned about identity formation among young black men, and I decided I would put together a little pamphlet called The Manhood Manual for African American Boys and Young Men. And it's gone through about 10 printings by now. But in any case, what I did was to present little advice statements to help young men think about their futures, like take care of your younger brothers and sisters, learn how to cook, how to respect women and girls and so forth. And that became something that was well used all over the country.
These interviews were recorded at StoryCorps, storycorps.org, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. Excerpts were selected and produced by Alabama Public Radio and are sponsored by the Porch Band of Creek Indians.